Hello, welcome to episode 64. We are talking about matters of love. And this is a special request because of the past episode 63, where I spoke about dealing with a broken heart. I got DMs asking me talk about closure because we need to know. So I decided to do this episode to just address that. So I will be talking about moving on or moving forward after a breakup. We all know that breakups can be tough. They leave us feeling hurt, confused. Sometimes you find yourself stuck in the past. But I will help you know how to find closure. You will at least get that feeling of acceptance and emotional release that will allow you to move on. Forgive me, guys, my throat is really misbehaving. So, the importance of closure. First of all, you have to accept. And you need to understand the difference between just finding closure and trying to get back together or trying to point fingers or blame. Finding closure is about understanding what happened, processing your emotions, and then letting go. Finding closure can help you accept the ending of what was a beautiful thing. It will help you release anger, sadness, resentment. It will help you move forward with your life in a healthy way. Since a breakup is regarded as a loss, right? It's very natural to experience emotions that are sadness, and fear, and confusion. And as much as you have other feelings of loss, right? It could be through grieving. Things like depression are also associated with just the journey of breakup. This is very important. You have to realize these emotions. You have to feel them and don't rush. One thing that works for me, I talk about it to the Uber driver. I talk about it to the cashier. I talk about it to my colleague. I talk about it to almost anyone. I just make them realize and understand that I am in pain. I did say I will be exposing myself. You need to realize the power of personal experiences. I talk about this to almost anyone that I can connect to in public, like in general. And mostly, or most cases, this has been like Uber drivers, where I'm sort of like just trying to understand. So what I would do is I'll tell them what the relationship was, how old it was, what happened, etc., etc., and then they give me their point of view. So this sort of gives me like different points of views to help me realize what actually happened. This helps me as like turning point for me to heal, and it also exposes how they would put themselves in my shoe or in my partner's shoe. So share your stories, like you're not alone. This is a reminder that you're not alone and healing is possible. So some of the steps to also just achieving closure: you have to avoid your ex, okay? Journal, write about it if you want to see them. Write about it. Write about the relationship. Write about the lessons you learned. Tell a trusted friend if you don't feel comfortable telling a random stranger. Then forgive your ex for your own peace. Remember, this is for your own peace, okay? Again, I'm not saying close the door,
to your ex. If you feel like you need to have this conversation with your ex, then go ahead. But you have to set boundaries and you have to have expectations beforehand. This is a great idea because then it establishes a mutual conversation that will provide closure and not to necessarily rekindle the relationship. Moving forward, I'm going to keep this short because I spoke about heartbreaks and this is sort of like a bonus to help you find closure or to help anybody find closure. It is a process. It's not an event. It's a process and you have to process the past. You have to digest it and now focus on the future. Set goals for yourself. Reconnect with your friends and family. Embrace new experiences and open yourself to new possibilities because this will help you just shift into a different space. So, just to recap, closure is important for you to move on after a breakup. It is a process, it takes time, it requires effort. You have to focus on self-care, personal growth, self-love. You need to open yourself up to new beginnings. So you can listen to audiobooks, you can read on blogs, and share your story with people if you open to that, and see how that impacts your feelings. All the best, all the best. I hope you heal from these heartbreaks that you don't speak to anybody about. Hey, this is a public service announcement. If there is anybody that I've broken or whose heart I'm broken, forgive me. I am sorry. It was unintentional. Maybe we met in the wrong timing. If you go back in chapter 1 on my podcast, you will listen to how I was grieving the passing of my mom. How that turned me into something that I was not, and I know I may have broken hearts along the way, especially if you met me in that time. I know I have friends that, you know, they broke my heart, I broke their heart. I know I have relationships or situationships, let's just call them maybe talking stages, where maybe I decide to not be interested and they would have been well invested emotionally. And then I just disconnect. So this is just me opening up to say, I'm sorry. I hope you find it in your heart to forgive me. And I hope that will rebuild your heart. And if you have moved on from it, I'm so proud of you. Next episode, I will be talking about the journey to true love, finding your forever. I hope this speaks to me because I am finding my forever. I'll see you in the next one.